It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg girls basketball with head coach Brady Driscoll. The Falcon girls basketball team defeated Webster City 67-42 here in this one. And for a while in that first half, it was looking kind of similar to last night. It was just bucket after bucket, takeaway after takeaway for you guys. And I think the final score was a little closer than it actually ended up being here. Webster City able to come back a little bit down the stretch, but certainly great to come back on the road and get another great win where you didn't have to sweat it out at all, right?
Yeah, no, it's good, especially off a back-to-back night, two away games and probably two of our farther road trips, and kind of two, we were just talking, more unfamiliar places than like a pod game or anything like that. So, yeah, it was good to you know, especially in that second half when both teams, you know, they played a game last night too. Everyone's got tired legs, but that's when, you know, the good teams pull away and find a way to pull it out. And I thought we started the third quarter on a nice run, just like we started the first and second quarters, too.
Yeah, Quinlan Schultz, 19 points here. That's a season high for her. She had made every single two-point shot she made, had a lot of steals, yeah. Had a lot of those fast breaks as well. And for her, I have to imagine a big confidence boost. She was on kind of on the schneid a little bit for the first couple games anyway.
Yeah, definitely. And she's one to look to pass first, too. I mean, she's been doing a great job with us. As of this morning, I think led 2A in assists, does a good job of finding our teammates and sometimes doesn't look for herself. But tonight, you know, when you get the steal out front and then you're the first one running the break, then, you know, she's definitely capable of going and taking it in for two. And she found her shot a little bit more tonight, too. I think probably two or three made threes for her as well. So, yeah, it's good to see her get going and even not far behind her. And, you know, we talked in the locker room afterwards about last night's game. You had Colby 19, Peyton 18, Ava 17, and then tonight you come back with Q at 19 and Eva at 17. It's like that's five different people right there, all with 17 or more. It makes it tough scout because, you know, we don't even know on a nightly basis on who's going to lead us in scoring or who's going to be up there, so it's hard for a defense to figure out as well. So I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, and I did check. That is a career-high scoring for Eva Walker. She missed her first shot she made, or she missed her first shot she took. That was a three, and then she made the rest of them. So finished a 7 of 8, so a great night for her. And then Ava Eddy comes off a career-high 17 last night with 13 here tonight as well. So, again, it just goes to show the depth of this team. I mean, year in, year out, you guys are going to have a lot of different people capable.
Yeah, and that's what makes it fun and makes it exciting as a coach, as a fan, I think, and probably – I think a little frustrating as an opposing team. You know, you come in and you have to kind of respect everybody because they're all capable of going off like that. And, you know, it's whether it's in the press and runouts or in the half court, man, zone, you know, different people are coming in and knocking down shots. I think last night our bench came in and made 8 threes maybe, I think, from those three kids off the bench. So it's good to see it comes from everybody. And, you know, it just is a confidence boost, I think, for them and for ourselves to get them in there and, you know, not drop off any production.
You bet. We're going to take a quick time out here with AP girls basketball coach Brady Driscoll. It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg basketball here with girls coach Brady Driscoll. 67-42 AP defeats Webster City. Not only a dominant win here tonight, but, you know, earlier this week, you beat Sumner Fredericksburg at home by like 31 points, and Old Wine, you beat them by 43 here on Thursday night on the road. So, you know, a great week of some dominant performances for your team. What are your thoughts on how your team has really been able to pick up some steam here through this first full week?
Yeah, you know, I'm happy with the way we responded, especially after that game against Hampton Dumont where, you know, 1 for 16 from three and not great from the free throw line and only 33 points. That's tough to look at, and you know, they could have taken it one or two ways. You know, they could have looked at that and said 33, and that's kind of the team we're going to be this year, and low scoring and just kind of have to grind things out. But you know, they took it the other way and took it as a challenge and came out strong the next three games. Yeah, and have put up good points, and our shooting's gotten a lot better, which I kind of thought, you know, it's hard to go worse than the 1 for 16, but it's definitely gotten better. I was telling somebody today, it's kind of funny going from 1 for 16 that first game, and then you play the Sumner game, and then you're at Old Wine, and I think we tied a school record for made threes in a game, so just a two-game turnaround, and you're right there with 10 more made threes, and the first time we shot it fairly well tonight. So I'm proud of the effort there, and I think defensive effort's picked up a little bit too, especially recognizing where other teams' best players are and keeping them off the scoreboard. You know, with Staggy from Sumner Fred had 21 the night before and then had zero against us. Mackenzie C averaged 23 last year for O-line, kept her to 9, and that was a big focus for us. And then Webster City here, they had a freshman lead them, and she kind of had probably their most points. But 14 for them was a good player, too, lefty, and we did a good job on those two as well. So I'm proud of them for picking up on that. And scoring more points, too, is always a good thing. And sharing the ball, too. I know we probably make 23, 25 field goals a night, and probably 18, 20 of those are with assists. So they share the ball really well, and that makes it really fun style of basketball.
And another big factor, especially here in these few games here this week, is your guys' ability to create those live ball turnovers. I mean, almost every single possession, I mean, you guys are getting into a passing lane of some sort, right? I mean,
yeah.
How would you describe that defensive effort here and how you're able to really make it tough on teams?
Yeah, you know, I think they anticipate pretty well in that press. You know, we run a couple different presses, and then in the half court, too, you know, it's kind of fast-paced, and you try to get up in people and make them rush a little bit, make them hurry. And, you know, usually that gets some deflections and tips. We try to get tips and deflections as much as we can to either throw them off or get us out and running. And that's, you know, probably the best basketball I think that you can play is a fast up-pace, get a lot of kids in, and keep things moving along. So, it's a fun brand of basketball, and the girls really do well at it, and they've done well at it for a few years now. And, you know, now it's a veteran group out there. I mean, you got three seniors out there for a lot of it and then a lot of juniors behind them. So they're used to the system kind of a little bit, and they know what they're doing, and they're doing a good job with it.
It seems like every year there's a stretch somewhere in the schedule where it's a bunch of road games in a row. That's what we're in the middle of right now.
Yeah.
Middle of four straight, but you get just two games next week with Columbus Catholic and then a road trip to a ranked Hudson team as you open up NICL Central action here next week.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Be nice to stay a little closer to home for those two. But, yeah, on the road, Columbus, you know, we've struggled there in the past. Last year, you know, we had a lead and about blew it at the end there. They had a shot at the buzzer,
almost an and one,
to go ahead and win or overtime, one of those two. So it'll be a tough challenge. And it'll really be a testament to our shooting, too, if we can shoot well there because we haven't shot well there in the past. And then at Hudson, too, that's always a really rocking environment. They do a great job. Jeff does a great job over there. They got, like, probably their top seven kids all back from last year. They're senior heavy with two very good sophomore guards as well. So that'll be a real challenge. I know they've been playing pretty well in some tight games and a tough schedule to open the season. So we'll have to come very locked in that game, and it'll be a fun one. And that's kind of high school basketball. Small town, it'll be a packed house, I think, and hopefully some good basketball. And, you know, we're going to shoot for two more wins.
All right, this is AP Girls Basketball Coach Brady Driscoll. Thanks for the time, and we'll catch you next week.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, let's take a quick timeout.